This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live 855 450 free. That's how you can call in and join us as we kick off our number three. And in studio tonight, it's Daryl
and Heather
and Chris.
And let's go to the phones where we've got Dave calling in. Normally, Dave would be calling in from New Hampshire, but he's headed out west for a period of time. I believe this is Dave Ridley calling in from Colorado Springs. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, that's me. I wanted to draw some attention to something that's going on in the New Hampshire Senate race.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Actually, I should clarify, it's the state Senate. There are
right. I figure that's what you meant because there's not a U.S. Senate election up this year in New Hampshire.
Yeah. Well, there are at least two, maybe three or four, full-blown pro-liberty candidates running for the New Hampshire Senate this year. And one of them is Carla Garrick, who is the former president of the Free State Project. Although I'm not sure if I'm saying her name right.
That's how I've always heard it said. Yeah. I know that there are some people that pronounce it Garicki, but I don't think that's how she would pronounce her own last name.
Okay. Well, anyway, she is organizing a series of events as she's continuing this run. I think she's the organizer. She's definitely promoting it if she's not the direct organizer. But there's this thing, I guess they're having like a Speaker's Corner event at Manchester City Hall. The next one probably around, I think it's August 7th. And the idea is that instead of going there, maybe she'll give a speech, I don't know, but instead of just going there and listening to her speak, you get to speak. So they have like this thing where it's like a soapbox, and you speak for 5 minutes, no matter who you are, if you want to. And that
so
way,
is this during a city council thing? You said it's at City Hall, so I'm a little confused of what exactly it is.
It's at City Hall. I don't know if it's connected to the Board of Aldermen meetings or not. They don't have a city council in Manchester.
Okay.
But, there's been a history of kind of fun or exciting activism that's gone on outside Manchester City Hall over the years. And it would be nice to see that sort of set in stone with what's happening every month or something. But I guess it will be happening at least three times over the next few months.
Okay, and I do recall a couple of years ago, speaking of activism at the Manchester City Hall, you had some kind of interesting thing happen inside City Hall one time where I believe you were threatened with arrest for filming, and then you organized a group of people to go out, and you went in to film another meeting, and then nothing happened at that other meeting, if I recall.
I guess that would have been in late 2012 where a security guard ordered me not to film inside City Hall right before a city meeting.
Right.
And so I evacuated. I like the idea of coming back in force. So I just came back later on with a bunch of people. And then we formed a camera chain, and some of us went inside and filmed, and some of us just stayed further and further out. In case they really did decide to enforce, this idea of not filming in City Hall.
Nice. Right. I recall I was one of the cameras outside, and I did not see anybody led away in handcuffs, which is what led me to believe that nothing eventful happened inside.
Correct. They didn't do anything about it. They didn't try to stop them. They didn't have any authority, really, even to tell us not to film. But, the mayor actually did. I mean, I asked the mayor if where he stood on the issue when Gatsis was the mayor, and he said, I should have gotten permission to film in City Hall.
Of course he's going to say you should have gotten permission because he's one of them and he wants you to get his permission. Dave, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. So, what did the Pennsylvania Supreme Court wind up ruling on the Philadelphia soda tax that applies to sweetened beverages?
Oh, I'm dying to find out because I lived in Pennsylvania, and I remember, Daryl, we covered this story a year or two ago, and basically it was a local tax.
Yep.
And it was increasing the cost of every soda product.
1.5 cents per ounce.
Right.
In addition to the sales tax that already applies.
Right. And if you were selling something like, you know, like boxes of soda concentrate.
We talked about it because the syrup distributors were having to basically double the price.
I think, yeah, it was double or more than double the cost. It was something really outrageous.
Yeah, so it was based on whatever the total amount of beverage at the end would be available, so the 5-gallon thing made however much soda, and it was then taxed. So, yeah, they had to basically double the price. Well, the court on Wednesday, in a 4-2 opinion, upheld the law, saying that the city did not violate state law by instituting the 1.5 cent per ounce tax on sweetened beverages to fund pre-K, community schools, improvements to parks, libraries, and recreation centers.
I can't. The one thing that is a pet peeve of mine is when they implement taxes and like little hidden fees to like cover something in the budget.
Yeah,
usually drives me nuts. Actually, perfect example of one recently that I read was in Massachusetts. There's like another Weymouth. There's a Weymouth police officer that was killed recently, and I guess the original bill that was submitted because of this officer in Yarmouth that was killed due to this dude that had like 20 charge convictions on his record, and some judge kept letting him out despite all the violent charges, and gets back out on the street and kills a cop. And then a bill is submitted not for justice reform. No, what's the bill submitted for?
Get more money for somebody.
Get more. They added a $2 fee to every car rental in the state, and that money is going to generate $2 to $10 million annually. That's going to be used for police training.
Okay, that's really a stretch.
As if there wasn't like enough funding for law enforcement in Massachusetts, what the state did is they made it seem they used.
Right.
This officer's death, essentially, in order to exploit more money out of taxpayers.
Extort.
And extort more money out of taxpayers when the root cause of the problem, the whole reason this officer died, was because of a failure in the Justice Department to keep violent people in jail.
Yeah, and that kind of thing happens way too often.
It wasn't an issue of lack of funding, which is what the Cape Cod Times article that I read earlier said, like, now, well, they're going to have $8 to $10 million to train them and do this. Like, that's not the issue.
But that's a government response. If something is broken, the only throw money at it. That's the only fix that they know is, you know, our children aren't learning in schools and our test scores are flatlined and they're not going up. Well, we need more money for education. No, you don't. You're not getting the results the last 50 times you've told us you need more money.
Right.
So if anybody had any common sense, they'd say, well, money, that doesn't work. So let's see what you're doing wrong.
And the opponents of the Philadelphia soda tax argued that it amounted to double taxation because the consumers were already subject to paying local sales tax. Revenue, the article here from UPI says revenue in the first year of the tax also fell short of estimates by 15%. And City Controller Rebecca Reinhart revealed in March that most of the money collected in the first 2 months of 2018 went into the general fund, not to specified programs. City officials said money was being withheld as the government awaited the court's decision. Following the ruling, Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney said an estimated $56 million in tax funds that had been put on hold during the litigation would now be spent on the specific programs. Kenny said, these programs, funded by the beverage tax, will fuel the aspirations and dreams of those who have waited too long for investments in their communities. He's got more to say, plus a response from the Pennsylvania Food Merchants Association. And, of course, your calls and thoughts, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about well, what I believe and what I think a couple others believe to be an absolutely horrible ruling from the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, where they ruled on Wednesday in a 4-2 majority opinion that the city of Philadelphia had not violated state law by instituting a 1.5 cent per ounce tax on sweetened beverages to fund pre-K community schools and improvements to parks, libraries, and recreation centers.
Yeah, well, there you go. Lucky for you, Pennsylvania. And lucky that your Supreme Court finds overt taxation to be no problem whatsoever. And I don't doubt their finding that it is probably legal because the state, House of Representatives and the state Senate probably created that in the first place because these things didn't just exist when it became a commonwealth.
Right. Mayor of Philadelphia, Jim Kinney, says these programs, talking about the pre-K community schools, parks, libraries, etc., these programs funded by the beverage tax will fuel aspirations and dreams of those who have waited too long for investments in their communities. The city of Philadelphia will now proceed expeditiously with our original plans, delayed in whole or in part by nearly 2 years of litigation, to fully ramp up these programs now that the legal challenges have been resolved. The tax adds about $1 to the cost of a 2-liter bottle of soda and $2.16 to a 12-pack of 12-ounce sodas, which the Pennsylvania Food Merchants Association said prompted some people in the city to actually go outside of the city to purchase soda.
And that's what's going to happen. You're going to drive shoppers to places that are less expensive. And I guarantee you, if you've got small business owners, you know, guaranteed, if they're selling cans of soda and bottles of soda in their stores, like our store does, I'm not big enough that I go and buy it from, like, I don't have a soda truck that drives by. I keep my eye on the newspaper.
You don't have a soda dealer,
right?
Is what you're saying.
Right. I need a dealer. All I do is I keep my eyes out for sales, and if I can pick up, you know, a 12-pack of cans for $2.50, done deal. We'll throw that stuff in the back. And Philadelphia, they're going to do the same thing.
Yep.
You know, it's not that far to get out of the city of Philadelphia, thank God.
The spokesman, Alex Belega, again, from the Pennsylvania Food Merchants Association, said they're taking their whole cart with them, definitely shopping for other items as well when they purchase soda elsewhere. He added some stores in the city saw beverage sales drop by 50% and total sales drop by 10%. The ACTS, the Philly Beverage Tax Coalition, which is lobbying for a bill to ban such taxes, said they were disappointed by the ruling and that the tax had resulted in the loss of 1,200 jobs. Spokesman of that group, Anthony Campisi, said it's now up to our elected officials to listen to the concerns of their constituents and provide Philadelphians much-needed relief by reversing this tax.
Wow.
Your calls and thoughts welcome, 855-450-FREE. And, well, we've got somebody on the line that I know loves these taxes because she's called in about them previously. Sarah in New Mexico, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, you know, this is kind of like my lane here about the sugar tax. It is the right thing to do. You know, it's like taxing tobacco. It's, you know, stopping people from having bad habits.
We tax people's income to prevent them from having the bad habit of having a job.
Right. Good idea. That would work, right?
You think that you cause insulin companies to make money off of people with diabetes? That's a good industry?
I don't support people having diabetes, Sarah, but I don't think that taxing people does not wind up causing them to do what you want them to do. They're just going to find a way to avoid your tax and still do the bad thing that they want to do.
Right. And diabetes is more tied to poverty than it is to whether or not they have easy access to sodas.
Right.
But anyways, I actually called in about the fact that our state, we only have 8 mobile feeding units. But it's on the city of Rio Rancho. But you know what? People think that we still have red light cameras. It's amazing. They think speeding bans are red light cameras. And since they have
who is so confused as to think that a van sitting on the side of the road is the same as a camera inside of a red light?
Because they think there's a camera hidden inside the van, Daryl. Because some municipalities do that. Some states do that. You're right, Sarah?
There is a camera inside the van to catch speeders,
right?
Which is not the same as somebody, you know, making a right turn at a four-way intersection and then getting dinged for running a red light because they made a legal right turn at an intersection
No.
There was a camera inside the red light.
You get the Super Troopers effect, where you park your trooper car alongside the road with a dummy in it, and people think it's a real cop. And they actually sell those real dummies so police forces can do that.
Well, it's amazing. I hear this from people that actually live there. These people vote there and live there. You figure that they would get everything straight. But they said, well, I thought we still have red light cameras. Well, they assume if they have speeding vans, they must have 5 real red light cameras. But the thing is, the confusion is that it works about the same. So it takes a picture of your license plate and you get a ticket in the mail. And then they did that when you speed through that intersection. So people are very confused. If people really knew, people that really pay attention, they would know the difference. One is stationary,
and
one's a van.
Well, they generally park the van in one spot so that it, too, is stationary. But if people really knew their constitutional rights when they went to court, they would ask to question the witness against them.
Yes.
And a dummy in a van and an automated camera is not an actual witness. Sarah, thank you for the call. But, of course, because, you know, I forget what the legal precedent is of if nobody challenges it immediately, then you don't get to challenge it now because, well, nobody challenged it 5 years ago when we implemented this thing. So reasons.
That's insane. It's insane.
Yeah, I think it's just, you know, like the legal precedent of reasons.
Yes, I think that's what it is.
There actually is some kind of legal term, and I don't know what it is.
I'm looking in Blackstone's law dictionary right now, and it just says reasons.
But, you know, it's the same sort of thing to where there's all these amateur historians that will say that certain amendments to the U.S. Constitution weren't properly ratified.
Right.
But anybody that's ever tried to file a suit in court has had it dismissed because, well, nobody challenged this then, so therefore you can't challenge it now.
Yeah, and that has happened surprisingly often. I mean, post Civil War, during the Reconstruction, there were a number of them that have been challenged over and over. But again, you know, you're asking the U.S. government to judge on whether the U.S. government did something correctly when you go before the federal courts. So
we investigated ourselves and determined that we did nothing wrong.
Right. So what do you expect to happen?
Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome about whatever is on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. In an interview with CNBC, President Donald Trump defended his handling of the Helsinki summit, saying President Obama was a, quote, patsy for Russia, suggesting that he's been tougher on Russia than any president in recent history.
Look at all of the things that I've done. Nobody else did what I've done. Obama didn't do it.
During her weekly address, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi implored President Donald Trump to apologize to the American people for what she called disgraceful behavior following his meeting with Putin.
President Trump's actions have degraded the dignity of the office of the president.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina said he judges the administration by what they do, not by what the president says.
The fact that they're willing to change course and listen to people is a good thing, not a bad thing.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we'll take your calls about whatever is on your mind. And before we get to the phones, I want to make sure that I tell you about the New York City Marathon that I will be running this fall as part of Team Innocence Project. Now, I've officially reached the goal for securing the spot in the marathon on Team Innocence Project, but the Innocence Project can still use your help. And they're a wonderful organization, and all of the money that gets donated when you go to run.freetalklive.com goes directly to the Innocence Project. What is the Innocence Project, you might be asking? Well, glad you asked. I'll tell you. The Innocence Project was the first legal organization in the U.S. to systematically apply DNA testing to cases of wrongful convictions as a powerful tool to reveal innocence. So far this year, they have already helped more people than they have in any other year, and it's shaping up to be just the best year ever for them. I read something earlier today that the Innocence Network, which is the Innocence Project and other organizations that have a similar focus, have combined to help 513 people get exonerated. Those people had jointly served over 7,800 years in prison combined. With your help, they can free even more innocent people. Run.freetalklive.com. Tom.
Oh, man, I still, like, shiver when I think of that Stephen Avery from the Making a Murderer documentary.
I never watched that.
Oh, my God. It's just one of those, like, cringy, like, just makes you just so sad, the system that we have in place and how this guy to this day is still in jail. And when you think, like, governors have the ability to pardon people like that, and I guess there was already, like, a White House petition to have this guy pardoned that got, like, hundreds of thousands of signatures, but governors never want to do that kind of stuff because they don't want to risk not winning re-election.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Let's go to the phones. We've got Gavin calling in from Eugene, Oregon. Gavin, it says you're listening to us on 1350 AM. What are the call letters of the station you're listening to?
KBQ.
KBQ. Excellent. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I've been listening to iHeartRadio for a long time.
Nice.
And it's a progressive station, and I hear a libertarian talk show, which is kind of weird, but I listen to you guys, and sometimes I agree with you, and, you know, sometimes I don't, but I heard, I'm not sure which male host it was, Daryl, or is it Chris, or the other one? Mm-hmm. Is it Daryl? Okay.
There's a Daryl and a Chris.
And a Chris, okay. Yep. I think one of you mentioned something about going to the system where, I think about 200 years ago, they had a fire department system, and in England, in one particular country, where if you didn't have a symbol or a number by your house, if there was a fire, the fire department would just pass you by and wouldn't put the fire out. And it sounded like you were advocating a system like that now.
No.
Where you have to subscribe to have a fire department put out your fire. And this is the kind of thing that, like, drives me nuts about libertarianism.
Right.
It seems like There's no concern about anyone else. It's just me, and it doesn't matter. It's, as long as I'm paying the money, you need to put my fire out. But it's someone else's fire. They don't subscribe.
Then
I think you're kind of like lumping a lot of libertarians in with, like, anarchism, and I find that kind of, like, me stuff is more of like the anarchist. Most of the anarchists I know kind of have that mentality. Whereas a lot of the libertarians I know are kind of like we just want smaller, more efficient government. That's kind of where I fall.
Yeah, and I think you can look at this. And the example that I was going to, and that was me, I wasn't referring to the example you gave, but what I said was that if anybody wanted to do business in a small community, so like the town I live in is like 2,000 people, if you were proposing something like this where it's like, okay, town, you can do away with your fire department, and I just need X number of people that are going to subscribe, and we will take care of it, and we'll do it that way. But I don't think you'd ever get off the ground if you did not come to the table with some way that was going to take care of people that could not afford your services. So, so as a libertarian, what I would say is, okay, my business model is going to be I'm going to add a few cents on to your bill every month, which is still cheaper than what the state provides, but I'm also going to cover those people that cannot afford the services. And put it this way, if your house catches on fire, we're just going to go.
Right, and there are some people that they'll point to the example in Tennessee from a few years ago.
Right.
To where there was a guy that, for whatever reason, he failed to pay some kind of fire fee, and his neighbor's house caught on fire, and then the fire spread over, caught his house on fire. The fire department was out there,
right?
And he said, I will pay you whatever amount of money to put this fire out, and they said no. And people pointed to that. See, that's a market failure. But then when people dug in, no, that was actually the municipal-run fire department that refused to provide a service.
Can I say that my house burned down two years ago on 4th of July, 5th of July?
Yes.
And there had to be a discussion at the time about, do I need to pay you, or who's going to get paid, or whatever, to set out. Because my neighbor's house caught on fire, too. Her roof caught on fire, and she had to have her house covered by insurance, too, to be rebuilt. So there isn't really a chance to have a discussion about who's going to pay for what and these kind of things. And I just have to say that, in my experience, I believe that government actually is cheaper than privatization, because when you get privatization into it, you have the profit incentive. And whenever you put the profit incentive in there, it's going to cost more for everyone.
Yeah. So the counter to that would be when you involve government, you generally involve union and union work, which usually increases the cost of labor. So,
well, unions have been decimated. Unions have been decimated over the past 30 years, thanks to Reagan.
Everywhere except for in the public sector, and this recent Supreme Court ruling does put a ding in them.
I'm a teacher. I work in the public sector.
So are you a member of the Teachers Union or National Association of Educators or something like that?
Yeah, so we're one of the last ones left in the public sector. Like, the public sector unions have been taken down to, I think, 20% or something, and they used to be 40 or 50%. I don't know if I have my numbers right, but unions have been absolutely decimated. And, you know,
you do realize the public sector unions are the only ones that are growing. They're increasing in size compared to private sector unions?
Well, I hope so. I really hope so.
Well, they are. And we can have that debate, and I'd love to have that discussion with you about whether that's a good thing or a bad thing. What I don't like about public sector unions is because you're coming to me as a taxpayer and saying, we just signed this agreement, which is going to be in effect for 3 years, when I didn't get a chance to represent. I can go to my school board and I can say that's a bad idea, but there's no negotiation. It separates me. When I talk to you on the phone, like if I wanted to hire you to educate my children, we could have a discussion about how much it will cost me and things like that. But when we go to public sector, then it's divorced from the person who ends up paying for it. And that's my real issue with that. But
to educate the public is a public service for everyone. I think we all want an educated public, right?
We do.
Mm-hmm. Even if you don't have children, I have a lot of libertarian conservative friends. Mm-hmm. They say, well, why should I pay for education? I don't have kids. Why should I pay my tax money to educate other people's children? And it's because you want an educated populace. We want to keep up with the rest of the world.
Do you want next year's graduate to be better than this year's? That's my question. Can we hold him over?
Yeah,
let's talk. My question really has to do with results and whether our public school system gives us the results that we get with our money.
Depending on the teachers.
Hold the line. We'll be back with you and your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up 2 bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the 3rd bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy 2. Get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open the Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. You dial 911 and the police roll. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime, which is why I chose Blink. Get 3 Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. And claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's how you can call in and join us in these closing moments where we might be able to get to you if you call in now. 855-450-3733. The us in studio tonight is Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we're going back to the phones where we've got Gavin calling in from Eugene, Oregon. And Chris, you had a question for Gavin towards the end of that last segment talking about government schools.
Yeah, and Gavin was, and I'm not going to put words in your mouth, and by the way, Oregon represent, I grew up southwest of Pendleton by about 70 miles. But the question about whether government schools is a effective way to educate people, and I have my concerns about that.
Well, from what I've seen, private schools and charter schools have performed either equal or worse than public schools. I haven't seen any
charter schools are public schools.
Better.
Yeah, charters are
well,
public.
I know.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, right, but they it's kind of a different. It's kind of an offshoot, and you know, I think that the public schools in our country would perform better if we followed a European model like Finland or a South Korean model or a Chinese model. And all we have to do is look at what they're doing to be the top education system. They always rank in the top five, South Korea, Finland, China. They're always there.
Doesn't South Korea have a sort of a public-private? Because I know there was one story a couple of years ago about, like, the top educator in South Korea was able to command, like, $100,000 as a tutor. I'm going to pull that up, but... But again, I guess the question is should it be purely public? And if people choose, should people be allowed to choose to take their kids out of school and to educate them at home or educate them at private school? And again, you don't have a track record. When we talk about public education, what we see is 50 years of flat test scores. So where's the evidence that it does better? Go ahead.
I've seen a lot of homeschooled children come into the system. And once they come in, they are socially inept a lot of the time. A good reason for having all everyone in a school system that everyone is in is they can learn social skills. That's one of the main reasons why being in a public school system is good, because you learn how to socialize with other people.
When I was in school 20 plus years ago, I was told that I wasn't there to socialize.
Depends on your teacher.
I know. I get that. I agree
with what you're saying, though, about having like an educated populace and stuff like that. Like, I think when it comes to homeschooling, if you have like good curriculums and stuff like that, that you're actually teaching your kids to like read and write and that kind of stuff. Like, what we don't want to have happen is like people in our community start to like regress and start dumbing themselves down, because essentially as a community, like you're like your weakest link. And if you go to these places of the world where they don't read, they don't write, and you're going to sit here and complain about public school education, well, guess what? Go to these countries where they don't read and they don't write and they don't have teachers to teach them, and see if, I mean, because that's basically what having no education looks like.
Unfortunately, a lot of the people that do homeschooling aren't qualified.
Well, I have always said that if you homeschool your kid and you're not the brightest crayon in the box, you're not going to color a great picture.
That certainly fits somebody, but for anybody homeschooling, hold on for just a second. For most people that are homeschooling, I think it's safe to say that they probably made it through high school, you know. So basically, you have learned all this stuff before. We don't have enough time to go into studies and things like that, but I've read studies, and some of this is just people that I trust stating that they have read something. So I need to do more research, but saying that socialization is not really a problem, that kids that come out of homeschooling, first of all, they tend to graduate earlier, so they're going into college earlier. They're used to being around adults and things like that. Now, they may miss out on some of that stuff, but like here in New Hampshire, the public schools, if you're homeschooling, they have to take your kid for music class. And if your kid wants to play sports, they have to allow them to play sports. So a lot of those types of things are sort of built into it. What I don't like is saying that public, and this is where you and I would disagree, is public school system works for every student. I don't believe that, because every student's going to be different. And number one, I have not yet seen the economics of where public schooling gives me the bang for the buck that I'd expect. I expect this to keep getting cheaper because we keep getting better at it. But every year, what do I hear? We need more money and more money and more money, and I look at test scores, and they're flatlined.
Pumping more money in is not the solution. And you know what?
In that we can agree.
I hate saying that, but pumping more money in is not the solution. We need to change the whole structure of the education system, and we need to look at different models that are working. Like Finland, take a look at what Finland does, and they teach the teachers they go through a completely different process that the teachers they teach here go through.
It would take
far too long to go into that process, but it's a completely different model, and they're having success with it. And I think pumping more money in is, you're right, I agree with you, that's not the answer necessarily.
I mean, I think, like, I tend to brag a little, like, having grew up in Massachusetts, because I really liked my public school education. Mm-hmm. And I chose that specific college. When I graduated middle school, there was, like, so many high schools I had to choose from. There were charter schools. There was two technical schools. There was, like, Cape Cod Academy. There was
more technical schools. There should be more, yeah.
Yeah, so then there was the regular public school. I lived on a town line, so we paid a portion of our taxes to two towns, so I had the choice of going to two different public schools for high school. So I had my options there, and I have to say that, like, I think having all those different types of schools, like the public schools, the tech schools, the charter schools, the academies, they all compete against each other, which naturally brings up, like, the value in each one of them. Just because there's that motivation to provide a better education and have your students be the ones that land the job upon graduation. And so I think that kind of structure in terms of an education system and having a little bit of a variety, I don't think all public or all private is the best thing. I think having a little bit of everything is.
Well, it's interesting.
That's smart. I agree with that.
Yeah. I'm reading an article about Finland, and some of the things that they talk about are what I would consider to be sort of libertarian ideas. I mean, listening to the research. So what Finland, according to this article, doesn't do is just say, okay, this is the way we do it, so everybody must do it the same way. That's where, from a libertarian point of view, we would say, yes, be free to adapt. And it goes on to say Finland isn't afraid to experiment. So playtime is sacred. This is a libertarian idea called unschooling, where we basically let children educate themselves with guidance. Kids have very little homework. I mean, these are the antithesis. Preschool is high quality and universal preschool. But what these are, they are the antithesis of the Prussian system of education. And that's what we have in America. This is not the American system that was created. This came from a very regimented part of Germany in the late 1800s and early 1900s.
Yep, thanks to Horace Mann.
It took favor and it was supported very much so by the churches of the time. They were very interested in creating a specific type of citizen, and even presidents discussed this as the role of education, the goal of education. We're still doing
that.
What I really want to do is to give you the ability to innovate, to have these things. And if you're strangled in your job, if you don't feel that your school district does well, I want to see a vibrant competition to those school systems where you might be able to excel and exceed and do great and educate children beyond the stagnant point that we're at in education.
Competition, what you're saying, I it rings true to me. I don't know if competition is the right way to put it.
I mean,
competition is always important, but cooperation is also important.
You know? I agree.
But I totally, you're right about Germany and the whole the evolution of education over the last 20th century. You're right about that. And you know what? Economically, libertarianism and progressivism might have to differ. But when you're talking about education, I think you may have a good point there.
Gavin, thank you for the call. Yeah. We're out of time for tonight.
Thanks.
Yeah. But surprisingly, that was a really good conversation.
Oh, yeah. I thought so, too.
It just shows
that libertarians and progressives can come to agreement on some things. And one thing that we all agree on is, well, we're out of time for tonight. But we'll be back tomorrow because we're live every night of the week and always available at freetalklive.com.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.